You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, it's weight loss is, I believe, a big journey. Sometimes we, you know, feel that it's going to work out how we want it to. And, you know, there's already hurdles there. But then add other hurdles to it as far as medical, you know, as far as things that are happening in your life. And then also, how about lymphedema? It seems like lymphedema has been my thorn in the flesh, if you will. It's like I you know, you go, you get knocked back, and, you know, sometimes it feels like, you know, ground zero all over again in weight loss, especially whenever you get an infection or get into the hospital. And I've had 20 different infections over the last 20 years, hospitalized 14 times, and especially just a few weeks ago, I was in the hospital. And, you know, it's sometimes what it feels like is, you know, Groundhog Day. If you ever seen that movie, Groundhog Day, every day he'd wake up, it'd be the same thing over and over again. Or how about the Twilight Zone for all you Twilight Zone people? And it's like, man, that's what I feel like sometimes. And I'm going to get into this. Brandon and I are going to get into this and a lot more. But welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I am Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Well, Brandon, you know, it's amazing on how many things and struggles and obstacles and things that we face that we don't even realize in weight loss. And I just, you know, I want to talk about this. I'm going to talk about, you know, my hospital, you know, stay. But before we get into that, I love, you know, getting your reviews, folks. I mean, you really show us the love. You show us, you know, what how it helps you, and that we're honored that we're able to help and inspire people. And you inspire us too. And thank you for the great reviews that you give us. So I want to give us another one of your five-star reviews. So here it is.
Another five-star review from Anne Hemphill. I normally don't write things like this. I have turned into a person I never was, but my weight and lymphedema changed me to being a homebound person, existing and not living my life. I felt judged by everyone and was judged by everyone because of my weight, how I had a hard time walking. But I first found Sean Mulroney on Facebook, then through his page, The Obesity Revolution, and Brandon and everyone else, and not ever seeing me or meeting me, these wonderful people just want to help everyone and anyone, no judgment on how or why you are where you are. They just want to help you live your best life, whatever that is for you.
Thank you so much for that great review. And, you know, Brandon, you know, I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago today, or yesterday. I got out, and It's been an uphill battle. You know that as well as I. And I thought I was doing great. You know, this quarantine, you know, I was spot on. I mean, there was no turning back. I felt good. You know, I felt great. I was doing everything on every cylinder, and then bam, I get hit with infection, and I haven't had an infection in over 2 years, Brandon.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And I just was like, you know, I was in denial almost. I was like, I didn't think that this was really an infection. I kept on telling Jess. So I didn't feel as sick though, which is a good thing. Cause normally whenever, you know, I get an infection, I feel like it hits me upside the head, and I get so sick, the chills, you know, the body aches, and I didn't have that. I mean, I had a slight fever. I felt, you know, a little fevery, and I said, no, Jess. And then the next day, 3 days into it, I woke up and my leg felt weird. And she looked at it. She goes, no, it's red and it's hot. We're going to the hospital. And I was like, you know, I was trying, hey, is there any way else I could do it? I was trying to finagle my way, you know, out of it, because especially with, you know, the COVID-19 and the protocol, I'm like, you ain't going to be able to, nobody's going to come see me, you know. And anyway, she goes, no, quit being a baby and go, you're going to the hospital. And so sure enough, I went and I got in there, and all of a sudden, you know, they got my blood count, and I thought, you know, I'm probably going to, you know, get released, because I didn't feel that bad. And sure enough, they came back. My blood, white blood count, which it's been, this is the best it's ever been. I'm glad for that. It was 13,400, but my lactic acid was extremely high, and they were concerned because what that, I guess, measures is our, you know, the inflammation, which we know I'm an inflammation king. I'm a fire. You know, I guess because I think I'm inflamed, Brandon,
right?
Because I used to play with fire as a kid. And so I'm a fire bug, you know, and I think that, you know, that's sort of my punishment for setting things on fire, especially my parents' bathroom. So I just, you know, got in and I was just this experience. I mean, I went in and of course they admitted me and I was septic and my leg wasn't even swollen. And then I got in there, got into bed. It was like a really great experience because it did not that long of a wait. And then I got right into my room. And by the next day, so there's a scale on the, on the bed. And they always, you know, weigh you, you know, when you're there. And it was great. So I'm feeling good because I was able to walk a lot more. Because normally it was so hard for me, as I almost had to crawl to come out to the car when any other time. And then they weighed me and I was 589. And you know that, I mean, I was like, okay, that's good. You know, I mean, I probably gained a little bit. I might've been lower, but I said, okay, good. And then all of a sudden that's fine. They took all my vitals the next day. The other nurse came in and they do it and change. They weigh you. And I got weighed and I was 630 the next day. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that did to me, Brandon?
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, you and I just discussed before because I was pretty excited when we found out your first weight because we've been fighting to kind of get back down there. So I've seen that as a huge victory. But then I also sit there and, guys, it is physiologically impossible to put on the weight that Sean did. And I got to tell Sean this all the time, that it's fat. That doesn't happen. There's a water situation that happens as well as gases, because you can't even sit there and drink, you know, 40 gallons of water or fluids to retain that fluid. There's a chemical warfare going on in Sean's body, and that's what causes him to jump up so high so fast. But I got to remind him that that's what's going on. You didn't put on 30 pounds of fat. It's impossible. So we had to try to take some positives out of it, but we're just kind of going from there.
Well, and that was all well and good. But I, you know, the infection just doesn't mess with, you know, my leg. It messes with my mind. You know what I mean? It's like I just don't, you know, like I'm thinking I get the screw it. You know, I'm like, I can't, you know, do this. I'm in the hospital. I was in the hospital 4 days and that's fine. But as soon as I come home, you know, I couldn't, my legs swelled up so bad. My abdomen swelled up. And I remember getting in, you know, leaving, you know, my feet were hurting terribly. And my knee has been giving me fits anyways. I mean, my knee's been in the worst shape it's been this, you know, since about a week before the quarantine. And it's just like everything was hurting me and I could barely get in to the vehicle at this time. The nurse and had to help me to, you know, get in there, finagle. It took an extra 15 minutes and I'm like, you know, there and then going into the house, it just was like, man, this isn't right, you know? And, you know, and then I was there and then I have time and to be quite honest, to think more, you know, I'm like, and I'm thinking like, man, I just, what's the stinking use? I mean, it's like, you know what, that's what I'm saying, Brent, you say, right. But it's like, it's water weight, but you know, you could say, I don't care what, at that time, it's like, I don't care what weight it is. This weight just sucks. And I want it off of me. And it's just like, you know, like, why do I, you know, this battle of, you know, lymphedema and then getting these infections. And it knocks me, you know, not 10 feet back, not 15 feet back, not 20, but it feels like it knocks me back 100 feet that, you know, the progress that I made and I'm on, and, you know, everybody, you know, the quarantine people were down about that. And I used it to my advantage, and then only to get blindsided and knocked upside the head. So, I mean, I'm just keeping it 100. And it was like, I, you know, the process, and then I just did. But the good thing is they put me on, you know, the strongest antibiotics. Like, you know, I'm in a hospital, they put me on, you know, vancomycin, which is like the Cadillac or the Taj Mahal of antibiotics. And so they did that. And then I didn't just have a the infection cellulitis, I also had a urinary tract infection on top of that. So I had two infections. And so I'm like, what in God's green earth is going on? And then, you know, getting out of the hospital, I'm thinking, man, what is, you know, gonna, you know, give? I mean, it's like, here it is. I'm, you know, I'm fighting this, and I took advantage of it. And then all of a sudden I'm in the same, you know, predicament and saying, okay, the, you know, the fight, but taking all these antibiotics whenever they sent me home, the great thing is that it's like an appetite suppressant. So, I mean, I did really good as far as that, but they were like open. I just didn't, you know, like watch it, but I couldn't eat that much. I ate like a bird, which was great. And maybe I should take that much antibiotics all the time. Maybe that's the diet solution, right, Brandon? I mean, what do you think?
Not necessarily, right?
No, that, but that's just, I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, and I guarantee it that if you're listening to this, I'm not trying to be down. I mean, now I'm on the upswing, but everybody that's listening to this, this is real. I mean, and weight loss in of itself is hard, but then add, you know, a physical or a medical, you know, condition to it that you can't get anywhere. And it's like, you know, I feel like that I'm treading water, I guess you would say. And, you know, here's where it's at, Brandon. You know, I know that I'm not the only one that deals with this. And I know other people out there want to quit. So you said to me, and, you know, rightly so, what do you think? And what did you tell me that I should do that you could tell everybody else? I shared my experience. Now let's go into this, why it's no excuse to quit, even though I thought about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, people beat themselves up a little bit too much. We all have thoughts of quitting. It's the action on it that gets us. Now, the action can be 30 seconds long. The action can be 30 days long, or the action can be forever. It's your choice. Just because the thought comes across your head, times get frustrated. You want to throw in the towel sometimes because everything's not going perfect. But we can't let that be the deciding factor. You know, everybody. And, you know, when you come down to it, yeah, you know, some people may have it worse than others, but, you know, not everybody has it absolutely perfect. Everybody has a bump in the road. You may think your bump is bigger than somebody else's, but it may not be to them.
Right.
So if there's something you're trying to strive to get for, and with Sean, it's his weight loss. We can have those frustrated feelings when we see that, you know, regression come into play, but we also got to get determined to get back where we are. I was actually excited when I got the news for Sean, because one, we've medical issues going through. We have really been fighting to get down to a specific weight. And when he told me his weight, where he was at the hospital, we were right there. So that means what we were doing leading up to that was working. We were getting ready to pass through that and continue to keep going. Well, then he got this infection. One, it goes to show you how well his body is working now, that he wasn't feeling nearly as bad as he would as he used to. His blood count, even though high, white cell blood count, mm-hmm. even though high, wasn't high compared to the other times he's been in. You know, there's times you've been in the hospital, what, 7-10 days? You know, you were looking at 4 to 5 days, you're out. Yeah, granted, we're still fighting those percussions that come along with that infection, but we know that weight gain didn't come from fat. It came from the chemical warfare that's going into the body. So I looked at this as a great thing. I'm like, we're on track. Yeah, we just got a little bump in the road. We're going to get right back into it. And then Sean sends me his macros and his calories every single day just to keep him accountable. Also, it gives me the opportunity to look back at the past couple of weeks to see if we're not making progress, where the hiccups are in that. And then, you know, Sean's on it. Sean doesn't miss sending those to me. And it, you know, I figured I'd give him a day or two after getting the hospital, get recalibrated. And then it was, you know, 3-4 days I didn't see anything. So I sent him a message saying, hey, where it's at, what's going on? And Sean's like, you know, I'm struggling with some stuff, I'm working on it. And then after that conversation, it was another 3 or 4 days and I still didn't get it. So then I shot him that text message and we ended up having a phone call, and, you know, Sean kind of opened up and let me know what was going on. And I said, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's time to get back to work. Cause what we're doing right now is not going to progress us into what we need to do. And it was just, again, one of those recalibrations things that come from coach, trainer, friend, whatever your relationship is with somebody who keeps you accountable. And I felt like, you know, since then we're moving back in the right direction, right, Sean?
Definitely. And I got that, you know, the mental clarity, although the swelling is still, you know, hasn't gone down all the way, my mind frame is where it needs to be. You know, where I'm at, and of course, yesterday I got released from the doctor. You know, I can do that. And then today, you know, at 2:30, I'm going to do one of our online workouts. I'm going to, you know, do it modified, of course, just to get my body moving like it should. And so, yeah, that pep talk, though, Brandon, is that's sort of what I want this to do for everybody else that's listening, because, you know, I'm not the only one that it's happening to. And to get discouraged, you know, is easy, especially whenever you're putting, you know, in the work. And, you know, I could see if I was, you know, doing, you know, things that, you know, were sabotaging me. But, you know, so many people out there are in the situation. And yes, that pep talk did. You said, Sean, just get back to it. That's exactly what you said. You said, just send them to me tonight. And sure enough, I said, okay, all right, I'm going to do it. And I knew I needed to, but it was like, if you ever been in the state of, I don't care, I mean, it's going to happen. So, and I think all of us go through it, Brandon, but.
Absolutely. And when we find ourselves going through that, we need to find something that we can channel in to change our perspective.
Yeah.
So for instance, this just literally happened late last night, early this morning. I got a little 2-year-old. She typically sleeps through the night, you know, the majority of the time, but every once in a while she has these deals where within every hour on the hour she wakes up with a blood curdling scream. And that was all night last night. And it gets frustrating, you know, because you're trying to get some sleep. I've got to get up early. You know, my day starts at 4:30 in the morning and it runs all the way through the evening. I need my rest. I know I'm gonna feel terrible if I don't get it. But
you need your beauty rest. You need your beauty sleep, right? Yeah.
And some of us need a lot more than others, right? So I need a good 12 hours. But with that, I always try when that stuff's going on, I'm getting frustrated. I can't get her to calm down. I'm tired. I'm cranky. My wife's cranky. The whole deal. I've got to remember that, you know, I've got close friends and people that we know of that, you know, have lost their children around that age.
Yeah.
I get to get up with my daughter in the middle of the night. Is how I try to sit there when I feel myself getting frustrated. I get the opportunity to hold her and try to calm her down, which some people we know would die for that. Same thing with our weight loss, with our problem. We've had people with our Tour VIP, the Obesity Revolution group. We've seen people lose their battle to obesity, which just breaks our heart. But when we look at that, we have these curveballs come to us and we may be in pain and we may be fighting some depression or anxiety with it. But at the same time, we get to fight this battle right now. Right. We haven't lost this battle. We get to fight this battle towards whatever you're going towards. So sometimes if you can find that perspective to change and flip and be like, okay, yeah, the pain sucks, but at least I'm getting to feel this pain today and move forward. Unlike some of our friends that I know that have lost it altogether. So if you can do something like that, that's what I find helps clients or myself even catapult into getting out of a slump.
That's great, Brandon, because, you know, it's all how you look at it, that perspective. Like you said, you know, that, you know, I don't know if there's something in the air, but our 3-year-old was doing the same exact thing. And, you know, last night she just would not sleep. I mean, worth nothing. And so it was like, you know, we, it took us 12 years to have our first child. And so what we, what I try to do and Jess tries to do is the same thing you said, is that, hey, look how long it took us, you know, to where we would, we longed for this, mm-hmm. you know, back then.
Right.
And now it's like, we, like you said, we don't have to, we get to. And whenever, you know, it's hard to stop that right in the middle of it, like whenever you're frustrated and you just don't care. But, and the same thing goes with even, like I said, weight loss. It's like, you know, you get this. It, it took me how long to get this? And I have done a lot of damage to my body. I mean, obesity, you know, is a terrible thing. And to fight it to where it's going to take a long, long way. And yeah, it, it is all how you look at it. And, you know, if you look at it from, you know, a perspective of, you know, feeling sorry for yourself and you let that fester, it's just going to take us down that wrong path. But you said it great, Brandon. It's like, you know, if we do that in weight loss and say, you know, this is how we're feeling, this is what we're doing, and count, you know, the good things. And I should have. And you said that. You said, well, look at all the positives. Well, what I tend to do is become, you know, Charlie Downer or whatever, and just start looking at the bad thing when the shoe falls. And that's been notorious for me. I focus, you know, 10 good things can happen, one bad thing happens, and I focus on the one bad thing. Yeah. That's me.
But we're also, as a group and as a team, and we're breaking those habits just as if we're trying to break our food habits. One's not different than the other. It's just things we got to slowly work on, and it doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, when we get back up again a little bit quicker each time, it starts getting a little easier because you start getting into the habit, just like you do with your exercise, just like you do with your nutrition.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm, and you know, Brandon, to be quite honest, now I'm looking at it. It's like, it's sort of my pattern. You know, I sit, sulk, I feel sorry for myself. And then now, then I, all of a sudden I come up with a vengeance and say, I'm just going to kick its butt. I'm sick of this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's sort of like my pattern. I had to learn, you know, to trust my pattern, but it's been so long that I let the negative, you know, I never went to the next thing in my pattern to where I just got up and said, okay, I'm going to grit my teeth. I'm going to white knuckle this, and I'm going to kick it into next year. And that's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm sick of it. I, you know, I'm ready to do whatever it takes. And, you know, the good thing is I have a call with a doctor who is supposed to be one of the best, who is, a matter of fact, one of the best lymphedema doctors in the world, apparently. And he normally doesn't take yeah. phone calls and doesn't work on people, you know, or hasn't worked on people my size. But I get to, I'm having, so on the good side of it, I'm going to have a phone visit with him, you know, a personal conversation that he doesn't do either. And so we're going to see and come up, and he's going to, you know, hopefully be able to help me in some way or form or fashion. So it was like this had to happen, because then I put the fight, and then all of a sudden, guess what happened? I get this call with this doctor.
Yeah.
So it's not an accident, is it, Brandon?
Never is.
Never is. So let me ask you, okay, from my perspective, you told me like you had that phone call with them. And by the way, the Tour VIP program is going great. The workouts, I mean, we have online workouts that are going three times a day, 5 days a week, once on Saturday. And the Tour VIP meetings have been incredible. And anybody that's listening, hey, go to theobesityrevolution.com. And why? Or even reach out to me or Brandon, and you can come join a workout, no cost, no obligation. And you can also come to one of our Tour VIP meetings, which is, I look forward to it all the time. And it's just been amazing, the group of people during this time of quarantine that have been working out, anywhere from 10 to 20 people a session, Brandon. And it's yeah. just amazing. And they get to watch you, and they cuss you out while they're working out, because, you know, you're in the videos telling and being nice. Well, go ahead and, you know, you hear some of the ones in the background, Brandon, you talk too much. Just shut up, please. You know, you're hurting me. This is it. No, you're being disrespectful. And so with all that said and done, Brandon, I want to land this plane. You know, you told me when you had that phone conversation, I told you, you know, just let it all out. And you told me that pep talk. So what I'd like to do is end this from you, like you were talking to me, with a little bit of a pep talk to everybody else that's feeling the same way, maybe had lymphedema, that people have reached out, said they've been in the hospital, they've had infections. You know, just I'd like you to give a little bit of pep talk that you had to me on steps that you gave me to take, and tell everybody what, you know, they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and just like the conversation I had with Sean, one, I know just from a personal relationship with Sean, I know physically where he wants to get. So I know roughly what that's going to take. So I can always dive right in with Sean, because we know where we're going. So one, make sure you have the plan and you know where you want to go, and make the decision that you're going to get there. When you have that locked in deep down, then you're not going to quit. Now, you're going to have short time frames and spurts where you do quit, but just like we were talking, you can't let that happen. You've got to find a way to change your direction, change your perspective, and find something to get you going. Motivation is smoke and mirrors. You're not always going to feel like, oh man, I can't wait to start the day. Sometimes it's an absolute drag, but it's the taking action that leads to progression. So you've got to take that action first and do whatever it takes to get you in the mindset to take that action. So again, if you get to look at it, man, I get the opportunity to put myself through a workout today. I get the opportunity to get back on track, and I'm going to do what I can to learn from this past experience that I allowed to take me off track. Certain things don't take you off track. You allow things to take you off track, mentally, physically, whatever it may be. So do whatever you can to get back, get moving, get eating right. Just take charge of it and know that you're probably going to get knocked off once or twice or three times again. But each time you get knocked off, you're going to get on a little bit quicker. You're going to be a little bit stronger, and you're going to move forward a little bit quicker.
There you have it. That's Coach Brandon right there. And, you know, although I didn't want to hear it, you know, but at the same time, he's like, no, send them to me tonight. And I was like, okay, yes, sir. You know, it was like, so I did it. And I'm getting back on track with what I need to do, because it takes that. And everybody out there that's struggling, listen to me. Life is a struggle. But I know you got this. Don't let things sidelined you for, you know, and the work that you put in, it's not in vain, because I'm the healthiest I have been. I mean, I'm healthy. I'm going to be 50 this October, and I'm healthier now than I was in my 30s and in my 40s. And when I had the lymphedema raging in my body, I'm getting there. And just stay in the fight, because we're going to get there no matter what, if you just keep staying consistent. Right, Brandon? Consistency is key. You know, showing up when that's half the battle, or that is the battle, is just show up even when you don't want to show up, and even when the results don't come. But anyways, like I said, thank you for listening to us. You know, we're the Obesity Revolution. And I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
We love you. Keep fighting.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.